Radio Kaleidoscope Pop News Service and the headlines.
New Paul McCartney album, new singles for the ex-Moodies, Don McLean at the Albert Hall, and Wembley Stadium concert for Elton John.
Details.
Elton John and his band take top billing at a concert to be held at Wembley Stadium on June the 21st. Guest artists will include the Eagles, Joe Walsh and the Kiki D Band. If you want to be one of the expected 75,000 audience, it will cost you £4, and the show will include material from Elton's forthcoming album, Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy, which is due for release on May the 23rd. Film plans for Beatles and Burt. Robert Stigwood, co-producer of the Tommy movie, is to produce a film version of the West End hit musical John Paul, George Ringo and Burt. Director John Hugh plans to shoot the film in London and on location in Liverpool. Casting is underway, but there seems no likelihood of any real-life Beatles taking part. Festival planners negotiate with the Home Office. Organisers of the Windsor Free Festival are trying to find an alternative site for this year's event. They do so with the encouragement of the Home Office and police, who wish to avoid a repetition of last year's Battle of Windsor, in which police used force to close the festival. However, if no site is found, the organisers will go ahead and stage the festival in Windsor Great Park, despite a High Court injunction banning the advertising, promoting or organising of the festival. Snowbound Kinks. The Kinks are currently engaged in an American tour with their new stage show, Soapbox. Unfortunately, the first week was snowed off by severe blizzards in the Midwest. The tour will include 3 dates at New York's Beacon Theatre from May 7th, and then the Kinks return home for their British dates. New Nazareth British Tour. After their current European tour, Nazareth come to the UK for a 10-venue trip in May. Local dates include the New Victoria Theatre on May 14th and the Hemel Hempstead Pavilion on May 12th. After the tour, Nazareth start work on their new album, which we hope to bring you more news of on Kaleidoscope in the near future. American singing star Don McLean is to appear at London's Royal Albert Hall on May 13th. This is part of a 13-venue concert tour, which will include one appearance in Ireland. His itinerary takes in all the home counties, and there are also plans for a TV special during the visit. It is McLean's first visit to Britain since 1973, and he'll be promoting his new single, Wonderful Baby, which is taken from his Homeless Brother album. Despite problems with American authorities over Linda's drug charge, Paul McCartney arrives back in London shortly for the release of his new album, Mars and Venus Are All Right Tonight. The new album was recorded in New Orleans, but the Clan have been in Los Angeles mixing the tracks. There are no plans for a single release as yet. Gold disc for 10cc. British band 10cc have received a gold disc for their latest album. At the moment, the band are touring Europe, but they will return to this country for a short tour soon. Their only local appearance will be at Guildford Civic Hall on April 30th. A Bo Diddley album. A report from New York says Ron Terry, a former agent for Jimi Hendrix, is producing a 20th anniversary and rock and roll album for Bo Diddley. One of the most interesting features of the album is its list of guests, which includes such unknowns as John Lennon, Bob Dylan and Keith Moon. The rhythm section has been recorded by Carmen Appice and Tim Bogert, and the record, which will be a collection of Bo Diddley hits, is to be recorded by Phantom Records. Blue Jays, the breakaway Moody Blues duo, are releasing a double A-side single this week. The single, I Dreamed Last Night and Remember Me, My Friend, is taken from the Justin Hayward John Lodge chart album. At the same time, plans are going ahead for a major tour this summer. Negotiations are going ahead to arrange dates in Britain, Europe and America. Touring with the band will be the musicians who appear on the album, which had its television debut in the Old Grey Whistle Test last Friday. Steel Eye Span. Currently in the Radio Kaleidoscope Tip Top 30 at number 14, Steel Eye Span are to appear at the Hammersmith Odeon on April 26th. This is their first appearance in 1975. It is organised as part of the Tartan Student Folk and Rock Talent Contest, which features 4 student bands competing for cash prizes. And while on the subject of competitions, the semi-finals of the RCA Record Mirror Round Britain Soul Search take place at the Hard Rock Manchester on April 22nd. The semi-finalists have been selected from competitions in the 9 IBA radio areas, and the winners will go forward to the London final.
The Big K Gig Guide with Lee Oliver.
Tonight in Croydon at the Fairfield Halls, the Detroit Spinners, Sister Sledge and Benny King will be appearing from 7:30pm. And Camel will be at the Greyhound. Admission is £1 at the door. G.T. Moore and the Reggae Guitars will play at the Finchley Torrington Club. Bill Barkley plays at the Victoria Palace Theatre in central London. And Weather Report, a progressive jazz rock band, play at the New Victoria Theatre from 8 p.m, and tickets will be available at the door. Bees Make Honey make their usual Sunday appearance at the Tythe Farmhouse in Harrow, and Jonathan Kelly appears at the New London Theatre in Drury Lane tonight, with tickets priced between 75 pence and £1.50. The famous Glen Campbell makes his first London appearance in a long while at the Palladium this evening. Tickets, however, are very scarce for this major London concert. In Twickenham, at the Winning Post Pub, electric rock band Snafu will be playing tonight, and admission from 7:30 p.m. will be £1. Witch's Brew play tonight for free at the Newlands Tavern in Peckham, and a band called Strutters play at the Golden Lion Pub in the Fulham High Road. Soul band New York City can be heard tonight at the Q Club on the bank of the Thames, and Argent appear this evening at the Chalk Farm Roundhouse. Harley and Cockney Rebel appear tonight and tomorrow night at the Hammersmith Odeon from 7:30 p.m. Paper Lace can be seen tomorrow at the Croydon Fairfield Hall, while a new London band called Whisper appear at the Western Counties Club in Paddington, and Body and Soul can be seen at the Speakeasy in London's West End. Genesis appear on Monday and Tuesday at the Wembley Empire Pool, and a few tickets are available through the box office there. Witch's Brew can be seen on Tuesday at the Windsor Castle Pub in the Harrow Road, and Whisper play at the 100 Club in Oxford Street on Tuesday night. The John Halsey Bunch can be seen at Dingwall's Club in Camden on Tuesday, and Rory Gallagher plays at the Guildford Civic Hall from 7:30 p.m, and tickets will be available at the door. On Wednesday night, Kent band Poodles, whose latest release, Chicago Boxcar Boston Back, is a Radio Kaleidoscope hit, can be seen at the Golden Lion in Fulham for free. String Driven Thing play at the Marquee on Wednesday night from 7:15 p.m, and the Atlantic Soul Package featuring the Detroit Spinners comes to the Hammersmith Odeon. Moon play at the Speakeasy Club on Wednesday night, and Greek star Dennis Roussos appears at the Royal Albert Hall. And finally for this week, Grand Funk from America play at the Empire Pool in Wembley on Thursday night. This is Lee Oliver for Kaleidoscope Music Week.
Radio Kaleidoscope, Radio News Service, and the headlines.
Radio Plymouth names date. Caroline, interference problems. BBC local radio tests. Portsmouth appoints programme director.
Details.
The Plymouth independent radio station, Plymouth Sound, has finally named its programme date. The station will commence transmissions at 6 a.m. on May 15th and will be on the air initially for 18 hours per day. Plymouth Sound is to be the first independent station to employ the all-op principle used by the smaller American stations. This type of operation means that every person on the station is trained as a broadcaster so that anybody from the managing director downwards can make announcements and do programmes, thus reducing the number of staff who work on the station. The total staff complement of Radio Plymouth will only be 21, which is the smallest complement of any independent station so far. Radio Caroline's transmitter is claimed to be causing interference to Radio Sweden, which transmits on an adjacent channel. The station recently attacked Caroline's signal strength and claimed that the modulation depth was excessive. Now Radio Sweden has complained to the EBU and intends to push the matter further. More trouble is on the horizon for Caroline when the IBA commenced test transmissions from Radio Orwell's transmitters in June. The MF transmitter on 257 metres will receive severe interference from the bandwidth of Caroline's transmitter, and it is likely that the IBA will press the government to do something about the transmissions. The BBC are using a transmitter at Tatsfield, their former receiving station, in connection with test transmissions to evaluate a new site for local radio. The test transmissions are remotely controlled from Broadcasting House and consist of music and relays of other BBC services. The power of the transmissions is 800 watts, and it is a possibility that BBC Radio London may come from this location at some time in the future on a permanent basis. The tests will last until May. Portsmouth Sound have appointed David Simons, former Capital Radio presenter, as its programme director. The station expects to go on the air in late October, but the date may be later than this because of transmitter delivery problems. The programming hours will be from 6 o'clock to midnight daily, with possible extensions later next year. The total presentation team will be 8 and will include Capital's Sarah Ward in the lineup. Finally, in this section, Bradford Community Radio, the Bradford station due to commence transmissions at the end of this year, has changed its air name to Pennine Radio, the company still being registered in the original name.
And now, land base news. Sunday, April the 6th, WFRL. Complaints of interference from WFRL were received last week from listeners of Radio Kaleidoscope, which transmits on 1124 kHz. Despite the fact that WFRL were announcing a frequency of 1124 kHz, they were also monitored on 1111 kHz, with apparent drift along the medium wave band over the top of 1124 to 1128, where, apparently, the transmissions became increasingly unstable and went off the air. Also on Sunday, April the 6th, Radio Pioneer was monitored on 227 metres medium wave, playing Radio Jackie's Love Theme and poor quality jingles. Tuesday, the 8th of April, Radio Fen, an early VHF station which used to broadcast from Ely in the Fenlands to Cambridge, have plans to restart their service. Previously, the station was closed down by the authorities in 1972.
You're listening to Radio News, broadcast by Radio Kaleidoscope on 266 metres, 1124 kHz.
Wednesday, the 9th of April, strong carriers along with the theme music Man of Action, R&I Jingles, and the call sign Radio Nova were monitored on 1230 kHz, 244 metres, medium wave. On Friday, 11th of March, at 12 noon, these transmissions were heard again. I telephoned Mr. Meiser's office in Zurich. He was not available for comment. His secretary told me that Radio North Sea or Radio Nova and or the Mebo ship had not been tested in any way on this frequency or any other frequency. It can therefore be assumed that these transmissions came from a land-based station, possibly in the Essex area. If anybody listening at the moment has heard these broadcasts, we would like to hear from you. Friday, the 11th of April. Activity was monitored on 1324 kHz, 227 metres, at 12:55, with the ATV Crossroads theme being played and Meg Richardson's voice being heard on this frequency. This was believed to be a QSO station acting the fall. Also on Friday, April 11th, Radio Concord was monitored on 1331 kHz at 11:45 p.m. through to the early hours of Saturday morning, but appeared to have a modulation fault. Saturday, April the 12th, Sun Radio were monitored on 92.4 MHz VHF. The quality was good, the programming fair, but the transmissions had apparent drift. This has been Abby Cohen reporting for Kaleidoscope Music Week.
This has been Kaleidoscope Pop News Service, fast and informative.
You write. We read.
Hello there. First letter comes from Alan Heiner from Elton Park, London, South East 9, who, to use his own words, says Kaleidoscope is fantastic, and he tries to listen in every week. Please send me some of our new 17-inch long blood pink car stickers. That's done, Alan. Thanks very much for writing in indeed, and for the comments that you make in your letter. Mr. DJ Davis from Watford in Hearts writes a very long letter all about land-based pirate radio and how interested he is in the whole thing. We'll be getting one of our disc jockeys to write to personally, Mr. Davis. Thanks very much for tuning in and for, of course, taking the trouble to write in as well. Ryder Bow from Sunderland says, "Dear Free Radio friends, I had the pleasure of listening to Kaleidoscope when I was down in London during the Easter holidays, and he in fact heard us from Shepherd's Bush and said the signal there was strong. The QSL card will be on its way to you, Ryder. Thanks very much for tuning in and for the questions that you pose. In fact, you do say, is there any chance of Radio Kaleidoscope going on shortwave in the future? We don't have any shortwave plans, but should we have them sometime in the future, then obviously it'll go out sometime in Music Week. One of the nicest and most original forms of sending in a QSL report comes from Mark from Maidenhead in Berkshire, and what he's done is he's printed a picture of a cat on top of some paper and written over that, so it's rather artistic. It's a very good report, actually, Mark, and we'll be sending you a QSL card very soon. From Sheppy in Kent comes a letter from Nigel, who says that thank you for the information that we sent him regarding aerials and also on improved reception of the Big K. He says, we get the Big K down here on the island, but only about once or twice a month. Well, that's rather sad, Nigel. Thank you for trying, anyway, and certainly for writing in. Jay Burgess from Sevenoaks in Kent says that he'd like to know what's happened to the station, as he's unable to pick it up anymore. He said he likes listening to the Tony Rocket programme, that's one up for Tony, and also the Tip Top 30. Well, we are on, in fact, 1124 to answer your frequency question, and that's still 266 metres medium wave, of course. And I hope you keep trying to pick us up there in Sevenoaks. Thanks for writing in. Graham Y writes from Buckhurst Hill in Essex, who says, I have enclosed a reception report for last Monday's broadcast. This is Bank Holiday Monday, Easter. He says, I hope this will be of use to you. The transmission wasn't as strong as some of your broadcasts that he has heard, but he can usually hear us on his tranny, but was using a communication receiver this time. Well, the QSL card is on its way to you, Graham, and thanks very much indeed for writing in. If you do happen to hear us in North Wales, as I believe you are an engineering student there, then do let us know. That will really make our year for us. From South Norwood, a gentleman called Colin, he has one ambition in life, and that is to beat our regular competition winner, that's Maxwell Gray. Well, Colin, let's hope you make it one day. Not being unfair to Maxwell, but be nice to see someone else coming out trumps for a change. He says that his Straubs LP, which he won on the Big K, is a fantastic LP, and of course we are trying to play that as much as possible on the airwaves ourselves. The letter of the week comes in from Werner Gerlich from Germany, as the name suggests, who says he sends us all over in England the greetings from Germany. It's been a long time since he first wrote, and he found that the answer that we sent him very interesting and informative, as we hope our information sheets do prove. He says that he thinks perhaps we are one of the most professional pirates in Europe, or we hope one of the most professional stations in Europe, Werner. If you are listening by some fluke, then that'll be fantastic, and thank you very much for all the things you say in your letter about us, and for all the questions that you pose, which we'll answer for you in detail. Apparently Werner is connected with a magazine collecting as much information about radio as possible, so if any of you would like to contribute, please send in your reports on radio stations you've heard here, and of course European stations you've managed to pick up, and we'll forward these on to Werner for his magazine. Well, that's about all we've got time for this week. This has been Maggie reporting for Radio Kaleidoscope Music Week.